never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, where we ask people what's on their bedside table and load it into their e-readers. And today, I'm joined by the poet Shelley Puhak. Her latest collection of poems is called Guinevere in Baltimore. Hey, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
So let me pose the question I'm posing to everybody. What are you reading these days?
So one book I'm really excited about is the Irish novelist David Mitchell's Cloud Atlas. A lot of people probably saw the movie, but I still recommend going back to the book. It's structured like a series of Russian nesting dolls. So, for example, when you read chapter one, you find out in chapter two that the character is reading, you know, chapter one. And then, for example, the next chapter might be a book that the other character in the following chapter is reading. It's just the structure is just amazing, astounding. Two other books I really want to recommend that I just finished both reading and teaching is Michael Downes's The Greatest Show, which is a collection of short stories, and Jen Mikelsky's Tide King.
Two Baltimore writers.
And I think all three together, they really satisfy my obsession for history. But they're also, I think, three books in very different ways, but that talk about our capacity for empathy and for kindness and pose a lot of challenges to the reader. So highly recommend it.
And the structure, you talk about the structure of Cloud Atlas, that really is something that resonates with you, how a writer puts together and chooses to tell the tale.
It's astounding. It's one of those that afterwards it just made my head hurt trying to figure out how he managed to do it. Not just, you know, to keep things straight, but to make every little nesting doll fit into the other just so perfectly, but also so seamlessly. Like when you're watching the Olympics and somebody pulls off a triple axel and it looks easy, that's when you know, I think,
right,
you're really reading great work.
Now, are the chapters widely disparate?
I mean, yes, they're all different time periods. So you start, I believe, you start in 1700s Polynesian colony, and then we'll go from everything up and different styles. Each chapter is in a different style. So, for example, there's a chapter that's written in the style of an airport thriller, a kind of like, you know, just sort of lowbrow. There are things that are written post-apocalyptic in a new language in Hawaii, where this, you know, sort of, I guess, after the apocalypse, people have tried to, you know, get things back together. There's also things that are written, we'd say, in the future in South Korea that are in a very kind of high-tech sort of, you know, lingo. And then, again, things that are really, you know, 1800s, 1700s. So every single form and style is completely different from chapter to chapter, but yet it fits seamlessly together.
So a real writing tour de force.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And Jen Mikelsky, of course, her novel, The Tide King, also spans a great historic, you know, panorama. I mean,
yes.
It takes place all over the map historically. And Michael's stories, The Greatest Show, also, you know, cover a pretty wide spectrum.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So all three, highly recommended.
All right. So Michael Downes, The Greatest Show, Jen Mikelsky's The Tide King, and David Mitchell's Cloud Atlas. That's what Shelley Puhak is reading these days. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
The poet Shelley Puhak. Her latest collection of poetry is called Guinevere in Baltimore. She's the Eichner Professor of Creative Writing at Notre Dame of Maryland University. And we've got a link to more information at WIPR.org/What are you reading? I'm Tom Hall on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.